Bezal Shem Mizbuch, we begin in Perek Achar Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Mechirin, the Laws of Sales in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we continue the theme of the previous Perakim regarding exceptions to the laws of a regular Kinyan, where in this Perak we discuss specifically regarding stipulations, Noyim, and Asmachta regarding a person just relying on something, but not clearly, definitively relying, as relates to the laws of Kinyan. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding a sale, as it applies to the actual Kinyan, and to the stipulations. So hamaknev, someone gives over ownership of something to someone else, being karka b'metalim, whether it's real estate, whether it's a movable item. V'hisna t'noin shev shlakayim, and he makes a stipulation which could be fulfilled. Bein shehisna hamaknev, so whether it was the one that's giving it over that made the stipulation. Bein shehisna koin, whether the one who is acquiring it made the stipulation. If the conditions are fulfilled, niknat avashukna, so then the thing that is being acquired will be acquired. The stipulation is not fulfilled. Loikon, does not acquire it. We already explained the laws of stipulations, pechasishas, and the laws of marriage in the sixth parak. Halacha base. Continuing to another element called asmachta. But remember, when we say this, that if the conditions are fulfilled, then the acquired thing is going to be acquired, is b'shakana b'derech min hadrachim, if he acquires it in one of the ways, shakoyin b'hem, that one generally acquires an object. And now he just has an obligation to fulfill the stipulation. But if right now they did not activate a Kenyan acquisition, but he stipulates with them and he says, look, if this condition is going to be fulfilled, then yikne, then you'll acquire. If you're not going to fulfill, he's not going to acquire. Then actually, then even when the stipulation is fulfilled, loikon is not going to acquire it. Shazu asmachta. This is what's called asmachta from the word of samach, of relying. Shari samach kinyase lasakach vakach. Where he's relying, he's making dependent his acquisition if this and this is done. But v'chol asmachta, anything that is person's relying on, eina koina, will not be an acquisition. Shari loigom beliba, like Nazir, because he never really fully made up his mind that he's going to acquire to that person. Because, like you see, no kingdom is made. He's like, oh, if this and this happens. But that's in the smachta, he's not fully reliant on that, and therefore nothing definitively was done over here. Even if the stipulation is done, it's not going to be a kin. As Raman says, halacha gimel ketzer household. So, amoicha bayis lechaver. Someone sells his house to his friend. Oy nesan lebevetono, he gives it to him as a gift. On the condition that he goes with him to Yerushalayim on that day, on a certain day, and this guy takes possession of the house. So he acquires that house when he ultimately goes with him to Yerushalayim on that day, because, meaning retroactive from the time when he had made that kinyan of the chazakah. And if that day passes, he does not go with him, he does not acquire it. Now, that's the way we said that if you do it with a kinyan. Avlam hisna v'amalev, let's say he stipulates, and he says to him, im teilechi mi l'Yerushalayim b'yom pleni, if he doesn't know in the kinyan, he says, if you're going to go with me to Yerushalayim on that day, ayim tovi l'double pleni, if you bring me that thing, etz l'lucha b'ayzeh, then I'm going to give you this house, ayim keren l'lucha b'koch v'koch, I'm going to sell you this and this prize, and v'holichi m'b'ayzeh, and he goes with him on that day, oshayim alayim, bring him that item, even if he subsequently does a chazak in the house, after he fills the condition, because if he did the chazak before, and of course that wouldn't be a chazak at all, because at the time of the taking effect of the kinyan, which is when the stipulation is done, there's no maisa kinyan of the chazak anymore. So it has to be subsequent. But even if he does the kinyan, loikon is not going to acquire it. Shazi asmach, this is like reliance, saying like, oh, when this happens, then we'll do it. That's not a full-fledged condition, as we see that no kinyan was done right now. He says, oh, then we're going to do it. No, that's not going to be valid. Chen kogreitz, was anything something like this, will not be a valid kin. Halachada, lefikach, therefore. Hanusn eidovin lechaveri. If someone gives security to his friend, meaning it's in the deposit as a mashkin, as collateral, but not as a down payment, not as a partial payment. Vamaloi, and the buyer says to the seller, imani chayzebi, if I back out of buying this, Ervaini mocholach, the security I gave you is forgiven to you, you can keep it. Valoimer, and the seller, he says also, look, if I back out and I don't end up selling it to you, I'm going to give you actually double of your security. I'm going to give you property double of what the monies that you gave me. So, if the buyer backs out and doesn't end up buying it, so yeah, the seller gets to keep the security, should he talk to each other, because it's in his possession. But if the seller backs out, we don't obligate him to double the security. Because this asmachta, because no kinyan was done. He's saying that when that's going to happen, then you're going to do that. Basmachta lekana, and an asmachta is not a kinyan, and one does not acquire based on a reliance. Halachay, v'cheimish apara mikzas chayvar. So too, if let's say someone pays a part of his debt, so v'hishlash es hashtar. So the borrower paid a part of the debt, and he was worried that if the document's going to stay with the lender, he's still going to demand the full amount, but he already paid up some of it. So he asks the lender to go ahead and put it in what's called a third party. That's a shlish. And someone else, and that's what the lender did. So they gave the document to a third party. Now, but he tells him, if I don't pay up the rest until that day, you can give him back the document, so that as if he'll be able to collect the whole thing, even though he already paid up half. And the date comes and he doesn't pay up the rest. No, the third party should not give the document back to the lender. That's an asmachta, because since the document is not in the hand of the lender, so it's only like, I will give, I will pay, which is a future, nothing was done right now, that's asmachta, that has no validity. So to any stipulation that people make amongst themselves, even though it's with witnesses and with documentation, but if it's if it's going to be like this, if you're going to do this, I'll give you then $100. Oh yeah, so I'll acquire for you this house. And it's not going to be. So you're not going to do. I'm not going to give over to you, and I'm not going to transfer to you. So even if he did, or if that thing happened, he's not going to acquire it. Because anyone who says if it's going to be, or if it's not going to be, he has not concluded to make a kinyan. His intention is still hanging in the balance. It's not going to be any difference. It's not a gemar kinyan, and therefore, even when it happens, it's not going to be valid. Halacha Zayin continues, however, what happens if he says that you should acquire right from right now? So Kol Omer, whoever says, and this is explaining what we wrote before in Halacha Beis and Gimel, if he says Kenema Achshav, acquire from now. Oh, ain't kind of smachta klal. That's not an smachta at all, and therefore Vakani is going to acquire. Because if you think that he didn't make up his mind to make the kinyan, which is what an asmacht is, he did not have made it acquired from now. In Basi Mikan Vadim Plenty, if he says, if I come from now up until that day, I want you to acquire it from now. And he makes a kinyan from him regarding this fact. Oh, here is a kana. So then he will acquire in Babatech Azman Shakab if he comes in the time that he had designated. Chinkers was saying things like that. That's not an asmachta because he's making a kinyan from now. Lachaches contrasts explicit things regarding to things that a person had intention for but wasn't explicit about it. So Misha Macha Chatzera Sedev. Someone sells his courtyard or his field. Upedish, and he specifies not in the terminology of a stipulation. He specifies b'shasa mechir at the time of the sale, because if he specified before the sale. And at the sale, he didn't say anything, so that wouldn't be like a stipulation. But he specifies at the time of the sale, that he's selling it, because he wants to go to a certain place. Because the rain's not coming. To go ahead and purchase wheat with the value he's going to get from his quarter that he's selling. So this is like selling on condition. So although he's not saying a terminology of a stipulation, but essentially that's what he's saying. Therefore, so if the rain does actually come down after he sold, which was the whole reason why he's selling, because there was no rain. Or let's say wheat ends up coming and they go down the price. Or the journey is held back that he's not able to go to that land. Or he's not effective in importing or going up. Or to buy wheat. So then he gives back the monies. Vitachzakaka gets his land back. Why? Shadi Pedish, because he specified. Shayna Moicher, he's only selling El Lasa Dava Plain only to do that thing. And it wasn't done. So just like by stipulations, if it's not done, it's not going to be kinyan here. Also, essentially, that's what he's saying. Now, specifically, if he's held back because of an oinus. But if, let's say, he willingly doesn't go or import or whatever it is, then the sale will be valid. Because although he's revealing his intention, it's not like a full-fledged stipulation. Had he made a full-fledged stipulation, so then no matter what happens, if it doesn't happen, it's going to be nullifying the mekach. Here, it's only like in situations of oinus, anything similar like that will undo the sale. Halacha test. Now, that's when he specified. But if let's say someone sells without specifying, so although in his heart was that these are the reasons why he's selling, and even though it seems obvious that he's only selling because he wants to do such and such, but that wasn't done, he cannot back out, should perish, because ultimately he didn't specify. Words in the heart are not considered words to be binding for a sale. Halacha Yud continues regarding a time-limited sale. So Misha Hekinu L'Chaver, if someone goes and acquires for his friend, meaning he sells to his friend, the Hisnalab, and he stipulates on that. He says, look, Amenosha Titin Mekech Zeh, on the condition that you give this purchase item, or if you sell it L'Plaini to that person. So if that guy goes and gives it or sells it to that person, well then Kana acquires it, because that's a stipulation. Now, Vimloi Kima Tanai. And let's say he does not fulfill the stipulation. And he sells it to someone else. Or he didn't sell or give it at the time that he designated for him. So like Kana, doesn't acquire it. That's a stipulation. If the seller or the buyer, shehisnu that they stipulate, shayachzu loy hamekach, bezman pleni, that the purchase item has to be given back to the seller at a certain date. Or when he gives him the money, he's back. So the sale is going to be valid, but v'yachzik shehisnu has to give it back at the time. It's stipulated like the laws of tonight. If someone sells a piece of property to his friend, now the seller stipulates and he says to the buyer as follows, when I'm going to get money, doesn't say when, are you going to give me back this piece of property? So in that case, the produce of this land belongs to the seller. So even though the property is sold, but the lekech is forbidden to eat the payers because that would be considered as ribis, because he's taking interest. Essentially, it's like a loan. Now, mochel is tam, but let's say he sells them without specifying that. But the buyer on his own volition, his own understanding, goes and says to the seller, look, don't worry, when you get money to family, bring him to me, I'll give you back your land. So the stipulation is valid, because ultimately they made this tonight. But the buyer could eat the pears. It's not even the law of dust of interest over here. Because it's on his own that he made this stipulation. In other words, since the sale was not the one made by the seller, didn't make the stipulation. So that's not considered a loan for the purpose of ribis. So even though he's going to give it back to him, that wouldn't be a problem about even the dust of interest. There was a story with a woman. She sent this person, Reuven, to buy for her a courtyard from Shimon, which really, that was her relative. Now Shimon the seller said to Reuven the agent, look, I'm yearly mois, I want to have, but I'll sell it, but if when I get monies, I want to have that my that woman, my relative, will give me back the land. So Reuven responded and said to Shimon the seller, he said, look, you and that woman are relatives, you're like siblings. It's very understandable. She talks to Lach, of course she'll give it back. And she won't be particular about this. Now this story came in front of this agent and they said, this agent has not acquired anything for the woman, not even the land itself. Why? Because that relative, that seller, that Shimon, is not reliant on what the words of the agent. He didn't give him a definitive, clear answer. He said, oh, it would seem that, yeah, for sure she'll want to. It comes out that he didn't conclude, and therefore he was not machnit to the woman. Anything like that, again, with like similar to the laws of a smachta, that if you're not reliant, no sale was done. Halacha Yud-Gimel continues regarding how to validate an smachta if it's done in a significant court. So a smachta, if there was a kinyan made with it in a significant court, then that is an acquisition. But who, as long as sheyitpes, that he gives over his merits, his documents, bevezen into the court, as long as it's not being forced, then that's going to be kind of, even though it's in the smacht. Halachidat kitza household. If someone gives over his documents or his receipts to the courts, then they acquire from him. Meaning, shimloi bobi and plainly, which nasmacht generally, that if he doesn't come on that day, that the document should be given over to the litigant. But yeah, yimloi bobi, and that day comes, he doesn't come. They're going to give it. Now, but if let's say the river or illness stopped him from coming, then that's an oinus, and loyitna, then they won't give it. Chen kreitz was anything similar like that. But who, and as long as shiba bez nechashav, as long as this is being done in a significant court, then it will have a power, even though it's nasmacht. Regarding someone who obligates himself in monies, even though he's not really obligated. Someone obligates himself to give money to someone else. Without any stipulations. Even though he wasn't really obligated anything to that person. Now he made himself obligated. Because that's considered as a gift, which you can obligate yourself in. But in that smachta, it's not considered in the category of a smachta. Someone says to witnesses, I want you to be witnesses on me. That I owe this guy 100. He writes in the document, I owe you 100, even though there's no witnesses over there. He says in front of witnesses, I am obligated to you a mana. Bishtar, like it's written in the document. So even if he didn't tell them, you're my witnesses, but Bishtar sends it in the, as it's written in the document, as if he said, be witness on me that I, and I have to pay. So even though both these individuals agree, and the witnesses know, that he really didn't have any debt on him, doesn't make a difference, because he obligated himself, just like a guarantor can make himself obligated into something that's not a loan even to him. Same thing is also over here for this person, because that's a most of the Goyim gave such a ruling. Look at the Zayin continues, what if he makes himself obligated in something that does not have a set amount? If he obligates himself in something that has no limit, for example, let's say he says, I'm obligated to feed you or to cover you with clothing in 5 years. You don't know how much that's going to be. Even though kinyan was done from him, it does not become obligated. Because this is like a gift, and therefore I thought gift works. Yeah, but the inkandavi duo matzush and the son of matan, but there's nothing here that's known and that he should be giving it as a gift, because it's similar to asmachta where the guy who's giving it is not reliant only if it's something that's a definitively clear thing which you don't have over here. Chinhari Rabbi said that's how my teacher's rule said the Rambam that yeah then he would not be obligated. Now, halachi zam, but then the question is, then why, if someone makes up with his wife, she is on his bida, that he's going to feed her daughter, his stepdaughter, chayv lotun, he has to feed her. What do you mean? You don't know how much that's going to be? Yeah, because he made up at the time when they got married. And there it's similar to things that you acquire with just words itself, which is like we find in Perek Vav, over there, that's to my actually by the time of Kedushin, when you get engaged, and therefore you don't have to have a kinyan. Here's to my time of marriage, that you need to have a kinyan, and the Rambam says it's similar to things that are acquired with Amir, but it's only similar. But again, there are times that even just what your words are saying could obligate you, that's why that works. But in general, like in halacha design, it's not going to obligate a person. Now, in halacha yitches, the Rambam concludes with another way of validating an asmachta, where when the sages of Spain, when they wanted to make a kinyan happen with asmachta, where they weren't the bezin chashav, as we said, that's another way of validating an asmachta. So they would do as follows. They would acquire from this person that he's obligated to his friend 100 dinar. Now, as we said in Halacha Tzvav, when you make yourself obligated, if there's no stipulations, as over here, so that's not considered an asmachta. So that's one angle they came from. Moreover, after he obligated himself, they would then be koine from the one that he's making himself obligated to. So although as we said in Perek Hey, that by Mechila you don't have to have a kinyan, but they did it to create a greater power to this, that he can't claim, oh, he was doing it just as a joke, that no, we see that this is making a kinyan from the other guy, that whenever it's going to be like this, or he's going to do like this, then the obligation is going to be forgiven from now. So this also, as we said in Locha Dalad, that when you're going and you're doing Mechila, that the other person already has, that's also not considered in the category of smachta because it already has it. So that's also going to take effect. Again, so these are angles to make, although this would be generally in the smachta, but to avoid the problems of a smachta like kanya. And therefore, it's not going to be, and it's not going to do it. So I'm going to demand the money that he's obligating himself with this. And Valderach Zu, it's similar along this same path, that we would do b'cholat tanoim, where all the conditions should be in odin ishta b'shaduchim between the man and his wife by their partnership, by their getting married, where we said that those are things that devam anikin mamira. So again, there also you would run into the problems of a smachta like kanya. So we do this type of approach to make sure we don't have the limitation of a smachta. B'cholat devam ademlem and all things are similar like that to make sure that it's going to work and it's not going to fall into the restrictions of a smachta like kanya. They would do like the way the chachmi svard would do.